I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today's May 22nd. Sorry about the delay. We're waiting on a report from our attorney on something that's coming up later on. So, staff departmental update. Mark?
So, you guys have any idea where we want to start on this?
Sure. No.
Yeah,
it's your meeting.
Well, I guess the main issue that's probably on top of everybody's minds right now is I've been researching a new storage solution for the county to provide us the utmost reliability and redundancy of pretty much 100% of the county's data. You know, anything that we do on any of our servers right now, across all departments. The recorder's office, of course, has showed the biggest concern. We did experience a temporary outage a couple months back. It took us well over a week to restore his data so that people, when they were doing title searches and stuff like that, would see recorded documents that he had done within the last month. Our current storage solution didn't lose any data, but the recovery time wasn't as fast as what he was hoping for. It kind of posed the question to my department of where is the tolerance, how critical are we, and what are our options to make our times better. So I've researched that. We are looking into a product from EMC Storage Solutions. This vendor basically makes storage solutions that's very commonly used in banks and in hospitals where, storage is critical. People can't lose bank transactions or medical records. It's just not an option. I've spoke with the vendor. I'd like to get your guys' input on, given the cost of this, there are a handful of different ways we can do it. Of course, we can purchase via state contracts, or we can put it out for bid. I have kind of found that the way this is sold, there's some software that isn't on state contract, and it looks like the people that actually sell it still want to basically bundle in some professional services with it too. So there's going to be some parts of it that can't even go on state contract, so it might be in our best interest just to put the whole project out for bid rather than buy just the equipment off of state contract. So that's pretty much the main issue right now. I know that this got put on the agenda for. So I don't really know how you guys would like to proceed or might.
Have you talked with Ron Erickson yet on going forward with the?
No, not at all. This kind of all came together pretty quick. I just got the literature and actually a couple of state contract quotes on Friday. So,
okay.
And then this meeting got kind of put on the agenda right away.
I know it's something that we're waiting on to finish up some other downloads and some other upgrades that we're needing to do. So,
right.
The server itself, I want you to pursue it and as quickly as possible because we have had some problems in the last month in different departments, and I want to upgrade to a system for the future. I don't want a system that gets us by as far as serving every office, recorder's office, clerk's office, different things. But I want a system that is stretched out to where it's advanced. I know things are changing so fast that you have different things to look at, but when you consider your bid, I want it to be bigger and better than what we have now.
Right.
You know, and the quicker the better, because like as you said, it's very important for the recorder, for every office, basically, when we have any type of shutdown or delay. So that's where I'm coming from. I guess voice of urgency.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. This solution will basically have it set up where we'll have two data centers, one in this building, one in the judicial center. And if we have any hardware failure in this building, our servers will basically start working over in the judicial center within a matter of minutes. And which, you know, our goal is, as far as the courthouse goes and the judicial center, the people that use these servers and storage, hopefully they don't even know that we switched over to the other data center.
Right.
And that will give us a total continuity of work that, you know, we'll let my department address an issue, but if nobody even really knew anything happened, that'd be our biggest goal.
All right.
That's what I'm aiming to achieve with this.
How long do you think it'd take for you to take to get this all put together if Ron helps you work on and put it out for bid?
If you put it out for bid, I'd say that normally takes at most 30 days, right? And then maybe give the vendor another 30 days tops to deliver the product. So I don't see it really taking too long.
I know you're looking for a solution, though, that would come off of a government contract, which would be much quicker.
Mm-hmm. It would save that time down. Like I said, though, the installation of it, you know, because none of the people in my department are trained on any of this stuff yet, so it's still rather new to us on how to get it going from scratch. So there's still the professional services of the installation and getting it integrated with our current hardware. I think that'll have to be put out to bid no matter what. And then there is some software that's included in this that makes the two systems talk to each other. That isn't on government contract at all either. So.
Okay, so if you're talking about 2 months, I'm saying get started on it and let's speed the entire.
We'll do it. I don't want anybody to think that we're running on getting by right now, but this is just a solution that addresses a time. You know, it just makes things restored immediately, mm-hmm. rather than us waiting and letting departments wait for their data to be recovered. I mean, we have everything so redundant and backed up right now, we're not at risk of losing anything. It's just time.
I understand that.
Okay.
But is that all right, you, Brandon? Go ahead and let him put that up for bid. And
yeah, so we can get with Ron and get started on it.
We'll do it.
Like I said, I know there's some upgrades that need to be done that can't be done until this is done. So
yeah, absolutely. That's the main issue I wanted to bring to you guys' attention.
All right.
Anything else in your, because we're scheduled for departmental update. Anything else going on?
Well, I mean, we're finally in the end stretch of getting our fiber optic link from here to the Branson Underground set up. So we'll have 100 meg internet speed here at the courthouse finally. That'll be a benefit to every department in here. More and more of the departments are using the internet to talk to the community and share their information. So that type of internet speed should definitely make each of the department's information a lot more available, you know. So we have that. We're still pursuing a handful of phone system upgrades right now. I've got a plan in effect of actually getting our phone system upgraded at a fraction of the cost of what I found other phone systems available for. So we're still kind of wrapping that up as well. But those are pretty much the three main projects that are on my plate downstairs, besides normal day-to-day operations.
Sounds good.
It's all good.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion for approval of previous minutes of April the 22nd, May 1st, and May 12th. That's the regular meeting minutes. Do you want to just do them separate?
Okay. Second, we have a motion and a second to approve previous meeting minutes for April 22nd, May 1st, and May 12th. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The executive session minutes for April 22nd, the 28th A, 28th B, and May the 12th.
Second, we have a motion and a second to approve executive session minutes dated 422, 428 A, 428 B, and 512. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for truck painting.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is in response to bid number 201404-259, request from Road and Bridge to put out the item of truck painting RFP, which I released last month. It was scheduled to open on Tuesday, May 20th. We opened the responses that we received here the day before yesterday. All of the local vendors who could accommodate this request were contacted. We received three responses. One from Bus Andrews, one from Peterbilt of Springfield, one from Kivitz Body Shop in Hollister, I believe. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes, who has completed a thorough review of all of those responses and has prepared a formal recommendation via the spreadsheet that you're looking at now.
Basically, after reviewing the bids, and this is this bid is basically for repainting, starting with our dump trucks mainly. We're doing most of the prep work on this, the sandblasting or sanding and removal of parts, then we'll schedule with the awarded vendor to repaint it and then bring the truck back and reassemble the parts back on, put it back on the road. And I'm going to recommend that we award a bid to Bus Andrews Truck Equipment after reviewing the bids.
Is there a big difference between the products that they're using?
Within their bid, they also, or at least two of them, submitted the data sheets for the paint that they're using to apply on the trucks. And I've read the criteria within these specs, and that's basically what they use on this type of equipment, delivery equipment, a variety of vehicles. One's product name's a little bit different. A couple of them are the same. Basically, we're wanting them to provide the paint rather than us try to seek and purchase that. I mean, they're in that business for doing that on various equipment. So,
the one brand's not necessarily better than the other. There's no life.
Well, they got to meet a paint code. We're gonna, they got to blend it with what we've got on the truck or on the cab. They got to match the colors. So,
what about the time frame?
Time frame is this bid's good for 2 years with an optional renewal. It's just when it's convenient for us to put a truck in there, get it prepped, ready to go. Then we'll schedule with them to paint, and they put a net 30-day to allow. I don't look for it to take that long. But we'll schedule with the vendor to send the truck up to have it painted, however long, whether they need a week, 2 days, or whatever the time frame is.
I would take that into strong consideration because of the fact that we need, especially this time of the year on, we need every truck that we have for chip and seal and other work that we have, and the time frame on it. We want to send a truck up there, have them wait around, and if they got 30 days wrote in there, I'd want you to review with them and have some adjustment on that time frame if that's who you're recommending. Because
well, The other thing with schedule on this is when we pull a truck out of the fleet, it's going to be a truck that's not going to hinder any of our work going on. So we'll try to schedule and work around that. I'm not going to pull equipment away from what the guys need to do this. And so some of this may have to wait till we're less busy. I mean, I'm not going to pull sealed trucks off or patch trucks yet. They're only going to be pulled out of, and it's just one at a time. We only have the capability of prepping and working on one anyway.
Should we do a first and a second? A primary and a secondary?
What would you think about that if we had a primary and secondary if we had available?
The next highest cost, he only bid on one item, and it kind of limits to what we can do there. It would work for the body only. That's the only bid he turned in and looking on that. The rest of it was blank. And so I don't know if he wasn't interested in doing the entire truck. The other one was quite a bit of cost difference, and I thought he seemed a little high on the second, the one at Stratford.
Would there be any benefit to doing a primary and a secondary, or would we never use it? I know if that'd help us out in the time frame.
It would help us if the one couldn't do it, say, for 2 months, and I've had a truck ready. I don't want to wait 2 months to get that truck out of the shop.
You take a truck out, and it gets moisture on it.
If the secondary vendor, if we're just doing the body only, but see, that limits us, where I got three options within the bid there, and he only bid on one option. It worked just for that one option, but it wouldn't help me on the other because he didn't post the bid on the other option.
It would help.
It would help on the one option. So.
I'll make a motion to take Road and Bridge recommendation of Bess Andrews. In the bid. Right, the bid number 201404259 for Bess Andrews. Do you want to do the secondary?
That's up to you. It's up to your motion.
Randy will be the decision maker on that use. Do you want to have a secondary bidder on that?
We can put a secondary in there, and if the situation arises, would that be beneficial?
And that's local here too.
He'd be local.
Yeah. Well, I'll put I think it's Kivitato as a secondary. Kivitz Body Shop as a secondary bidder.
Second, we have a motion and a second to approve bid number 201404-259, awarding Bess Andrews Truck Equipment out of Springfield, Missouri, the primary, and Kivitz Body Shop as a secondary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Waiting on some information on the next agendized item, so we're going to take a short recess until we get that.